The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Hello.
Coach, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing good.
Sounds like crazy, so I don't know.
So
sounds like you're coughing. Sounds like you're coughing up a lung, brother. You okay?
No, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's...
I got a dry cough. Probably got flu.
It's going around these parts, you know. Make sure you're healthy. You got a big ball game this weekend. Hey, listen, thank you so much for your time. I've been chasing you down, man. I know you've had a lot going on. First of all, I haven't spoken to you since the loss, of course, of Sam Westmoreland. My thoughts and condolences go out to you and your football program. I'm so sorry you had to go through that, and I just can't imagine how difficult that must have been. So thoughts and prayers go out to you. But thank you so much for the time this afternoon. The big ball game this weekend against the Auburn Tigers here. You're 5-3 in the season. You're averaging 39 points a ball game, at least 39 points in your five wins against an Auburn squad that obviously does not have a head coach. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But you've had quite the week. Your athletic director, John Cohen, has left to come to the Auburn Tigers, and I loved your quote. You said, "I'm surprised this happened, but I'm not surprised something surprising happened." How did you find out about it? Obviously, he's the guy that brought you into Mississippi State. Was it something that you were precursed to, or was it a surprise to you as well?
It was a surprise. He reached out to me a couple days before, you know, it became a done deal. But, you know, I wish him the best. You know, sometimes you just want to see the other side of the mountain. And John, of course, is well, he's from the state of Alabama anyway, although, you know, he grew up around the University of Alabama. So he's covering another base here. But I wish him the best. Hope it goes well for him. Hope he enjoys his, you know, what's going on there. I'll miss him here. I got along good with John. I thought, you know, John's a fun, insightful guy, and I'll miss him here. But, you know, for however long you have in this business, you want to folks enjoy it and get the most out of it. And then, yeah, but every week something happens, you know, I mean, the surprising thing would be if something different didn't happen.
Yeah, sure. You know, it's interesting too, because, and I know that you were friends with him, and obviously you loved working under him. So, the fact that he's coming to Auburn, what can Auburn and their fan base expect from an athletic director like John Cohen? Give us a little behind the curtains feel on him.
I don't know. I'm kind of curious. I don't know the business model at Auburn for sure. If it's the same as it's always been, or if it's going to change, and I don't know the details. And maybe it's such a great way, everybody will do it that way, but it always seems like a lot of people are involved in things at Auburn. So, well, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
There a lot of people down here would say there's too many people involved in what happens at Auburn. And that's why they're in the predicament.
Well,
there's
more than, I mean, my humble opinion on nearly anything, if there's more than one person involved, you know, that's too many, but you know, other people have different opinions.
Yeah, they certainly do. So we're talking to Mike Leach, head coach of the Mississippi State Bulldogs, who are taking on the Auburn Tigers this weekend at home, and that's a good thing for Mississippi State. They're 4-0 at home. So we've been talking to you now for about 4 or 5 years, obviously, when you're out there at Washington State out in Pullman, and whenever there's a job opening, certainly in the SEC, your name would come up, and that's obviously a compliment to you and everything you've done in college football. And obviously with your athletic director coming to the Auburn Tigers and they looking for a head coach because Brian Harsin was just fired, your name is coming up a lot with the Auburn Tiger situation. What would you say if people said that?
Well, I'm really happy here. You know, I mean, I'm putting the finishing touches on my place here, and, you know, I'm really happy here in Starkville.
All right, enough said. You have had such a great run of quarterbacks. And for people that don't know their college football and their Monday morning quarterbacks, they think that every quarterback you've had, whether it be Tim Couch, Josh Heupel, Graham Harrell, Luke Falk, Gardner Minshew, Cliff Kingsbury, I mean, we can go on and on and on. They think it's just because you throw the football 70% of the time that these quarterbacks are going to be putting up huge numbers. And that's the furthest thing from the truth. It's your system, it's your recruiting, and obviously, it's the talent of this quarterback. So now you got this Will Rogers kid who's thrown 23 touchdowns and only 4 picks this year and just having an incredible year. And, of course, just broke the SEC record for most completions in about half as long as the number one guy. So you've got yourself some unprecedented history going on. What is it about your quarterbacks that make them so successful? A lot of people think that you can just put any guy in a Mike Leach air raid type of offense and he's going to be a superstar. But that's just not true. Talk about him and talk about some of his wonderful skill sets.
Well, he's a good leader. He works incredibly hard, like many of the quarterbacks I've had. His father's a football coach, so I think some valuable information goes over the dinner table. A tireless worker, works like crazy, does a great job elevating the skills of the players around him, getting...
And by the way, Mike Leach, we think he's got the flu. So
I got the flu. All right.
Don't bite it. Don't bite it during this interview.
I'm just trying to. It's like a bat trying to dart through the hole before it closes up. You know.
Do you need to get a glass of water or something? We can wait. We're okay.
I'm nursing one a little here.
Okay. All right.
No, he's a tireless worker, and the big, most important thing a quarterback does is elevate the skills and the, what the players around him does. And then, of course, the whole NFL. The whole NFL is running some form of air raid concept. They may not have gotten it from us,
yeah.
But, you know, concepts like that. And so it's growing for sure.
We're talking to Mike Leach. He is the Mississippi State head coach. Obviously, they're 5-3 so far on this campaign. They've got Auburn this weekend, then Georgia, ETSU, and Ole Miss. A humdinger of a schedule to close out the season. You just had your bye week. Tell us what the Mississippi State Bulldogs football team does during that two-week phase there. Do you give some guys some time off? Do you go see some movies? You go do some bowling? Do you catch the flu? What do you do when you have a bye week, and how much more restful does that make your football team?
Well, I caught the flu, but the, we give them some time off on the front end, work on some fundamentals, have two pretty good practices that are a little shorter, and then heal up and then get back into it.
All right. You have scored at least 39 points in every one of your wins this year. You're 4-0 at home. And so obviously that's a great thing. And now you're going to be hosting the Auburn Tigers, a team that will give up about 31 points per ball game. And it's interesting because obviously in your losses, you're not going to score as many points. And you did that in Kentucky, Alabama, and LSU. I was at the Alabama game, and again, I realize it was a short term after the loss of Sam Westmoreland. It appeared to me in that game, you were going for it a lot on fourth down. You were getting fourth downs, and you were running the ball incredibly effectively in that football game until you had a 3rd and 1 from your own 29. You tried to pass it, then you tried to pass again on fourth down, then it just kind of fell apart. I think you were down 14-0. What was your mindset going into that football game? Because you were really running it very effectively early against an Alabama Vonda defense.
Well, we kind of needed some breaks, which I think we could have done a better job manufacturing some of those. I definitely thought, you know, there were some external issues that it's not my best interest to comment on, but, yeah. You know, anybody that saw the game certainly can. And then, under the best of circumstances, they're a tough team, you know?
Yeah. All right, we're talking to Mike Leach, head coach of the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Just a couple more questions here. Obviously, the interim head coach for the Auburn Tigers is Carnell Williams. You know about him, obviously. He was a hell of a running back there at Auburn himself. And what we're hearing is during practice, all he's had his football team is run the football, run the football, run the football, run the football. What do you expect from the Auburn Tigers this weekend?
I think they'll run the football, and I'm glad he's not allowed to run it. Because, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, and I'll have somebody with the rule book there. By rule, he's not allowed to run any of these balls.
No, he's not. Absolutely not. The schedule, Auburn, Georgia, ETSU, and Ole Miss. And obviously, I'm not going to ask you to prognosticate. Are you about where you thought you'd be in the SEC? I remember when you got to Mississippi State and all the naysayers are like, that type of offensive garbage ain't going to work in the SEC. And obviously, you've shut them down quite a bit. You're having quite a bit of success. But how do you feel about this football team going into the latter part of it?
I think we're still a work in progress. The first 2 years on a number of fronts. I mean, everybody just kind of slogged through it, you know. I mean, all the COVID madness and things like that, everybody kind of did what they could. And then, of course, roster's very how many seniors you had, they all got another year. So, you know, there were some ups and downs depending on your senior situation. And who was healthy for this game, that game, or the other game. So that whole period was a tricky time. That's kind of like a time you just – yeah, be glad you're, you know, hope it never happens again.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, thank you so much for your time. I know you're super busy. I love catching up with you. It's always entertaining to have you on. Best of luck this weekend against the Auburn Tigers, and God bless you and your football team. And we'll catch up in about a week or two, okay?
All right, that sounds awesome.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you, man.
All right, you too.
See you now.
All right, thanks.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.